We are live-ish from the Isabel Community Cafe kitchen with my good self Kevin and my very good friend and kitchen comrade?
Yeah.
Gaynor.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Gaynor. You've got all Christmassy, I see.
Yes. Today we're going to do deep dish mince pies.
Deep dish.
Deep dish. So if you've got a pie tin, a muffin tin is good because they're deep. There you get your deep dish, because it's a deep dish.
Got you. So a deep, what, like a pudding tin?
No, it's a muffin tin.
Muffin tin?
Yeah, so cause muffins are big. So, and you go to the shop, and you can buy them for X amount of cheap money, but they've got chemicals and preservatives, and this way it's not. It's what you put into it. Well, except for the mincemeat, which probably has got a couple. So, I've gone through short crust pastry before, but I will do it again. So, for short crust pastry, you need 225 grams of plain flour, 50 grams of lard, and 50 grams of butter, although you can do 100 grams of marge, if you so choose, and water, and 50 grams of caster sugar for this recipe, okay, because it's a sweet short crust. But I've doubled that. You can make lots, just double it. Now, to get the right, it's really difficult to get cutters the right size. So for my right size cutters, I have a pint glass for the base and a wine glass, small wine glass.
That's clever.
For the top. Okay. So you put all the dry ingredients, the butter, the flour, into a bowl, round thing. Make breadcrumbs, then add your sugar and make sure it's nice and really nice and breadcrummy. The more breadcrummy it looks, the better it's going to be.
Okay.
Then you add your water to make a soft dough.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you roll it out.
Yeah.
And then you use your beer glass. Roll it out about a millimetre.
Yeah.
Or a couple of millimetres. It's about half a centimetre, isn't it? It's not really... No. Quite thin for the base, otherwise it's too...
Yeah. So fairly thin base.
Fairly thin base. Yeah. And then you put it into your pie dish. Now, it might be a bit short, but that's okay, because you just press it down and make it fit the... Because it's pliable.
Yeah, that's a good word. Pliable. And then so you press it in, make sure it fits.
Make sure it goes up to the sides
yeah.
and push it right down at the bottom, because you get air in it. See, air bubbles.
Okay, so push it right down.
And then pull it up to the sides.
Around the sides.
Then you have a jar of your favourite mincemeat. It could be luxury or brandy or it can be cheap, whatever.
So just buy that. Don't bother. No, it's not worth it. Just buy it.
And then put a good... Well, I've got... Because of this deepness, there's a dessert spoon going in.
Okay.
So so they're nice and full and tasty.
Yeah.
Okay. And then... You get your wine glass, which is your top, and make small rings.
Uh-huh. It's a clever idea, that.
Yeah, well, it just makes it... It's difficult to get the right size sometimes. So you just wipe the edges with beaten egg and pop that on the top and spread it so it more or less touches the sides.
But you can leave a little gap, can you?
You can leave a little gap, yeah. I'll do that all the way around, actually.
So you put your wine glass size circle on
top. On the top. Yeah.
Having spread a bit of beaten egg on the top of the base.
Yep. And then you kind of do that. I've got six here, so just bear with me because I've only cut out two thingy bobbies.
So you're full of good ideas, though, getting, aren't you?
Well,
pint glass and a wine glass.
Yeah, why not?
You're sorted.
Why spend money on things that you're not going to use that often?
No, I like it. I love that.
And just...
It's all recycling, isn't it?
Recycling, it's being tight and not buying the right cutters is what it's being.
Being tight.
So then after you've done that, you get your beaten egg and you go over the top because that gives it a nice sheen.
Yeah, so a shiny top.
And then...
Beaten egg, which you put on with a little pastry brush.
Yeah. And then caster sugar, just a pinch sprinkled... Oh, I didn't do that one. Sprinkled on the top.
Yeah.
So you just sprinkle. Like that. I better do that one, hadn't I? Because otherwise it won't cook right. And then you pop it in the oven Gas Mark 7, 200 to 220 electric.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to put this in the oven, middle of the oven, about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So if they don't look nice and golden,
yeah,
then leave them for another 5 minutes.
So that's job done.
Job done. And then when you get them out, you just dust them with icing sugar.
Wow.
And there's one for you.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Gaynor. I just made some. Well, it feels a bit Christmassy now, doesn't it?
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Are you a get ready early for Christmas sort of person?
No.
I'm not.
Not at all.
Have you done any prep yet?
No.
Nothing at home?
No.
Have you done any Christmas shopping?
Why. No, and I'll tell you why.
Go on.
No, actually, that's not true. I did pick up my best friend a present because she's coming over this weekend.
Right.
So I've got her Christmas present. But we don't do Christmas until after George's birthday at all.
When's George's birthday?
It was on the 23rd.
All right. See, so I've got that problem. My wife's birthday is on December the 16th.
You shouldn't do anything till after.
No, I can't.
No, because otherwise it spoils. If your birthday's in that thing, it kind of crossovers. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So leave it as late as possible.
So people think we're nuts. You know, they don't see a lights in the window or anything until about Christmas Eve.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And then as long as you've got them down by 12th night, you're all right.
Yeah.
But we're going to do the decorations in the cafe next week.
Oh, yeah?
And that'll mean... So I think we're doing that on the... What date is next Wednesday? Because that's the day I'm doing it.
Is that the 4th, 5th?
Yeah, so we'll do that in the cafe then on the... Because we've got our Christmas fair on the 8th.
Yeah.
So that needs to be decorated up. And we've got to do Santa's Grotto. Which I'm really looking forward to doing that because I can go mad.
Yeah.
And then on that weekend... So we've got the... Because we've got a play to go to on the 7th.
Oh, what's that, Gaynor?
You've
forgotten, though.
I don't remember what it's called. We're really excited.
Right, okay.
We haven't been to the theatre for years.
I'm going to cut you off now. That's my play.
Is it?
Yeah.
I wonder if I got tickets for.
It's called A Sort of Christmas Carol, Gaynor.
Right, so that's very Christmassy.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm in it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Will I get your autograph?
You might, if you pay me.
Do I get a backstage pass?
Definitely not.
Oh,
the trouble you'd cause, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a bar?
There is a bar.
Oh, the trouble I'll cause.
And there's an interval. So before, during and after.
And after. Oh, we're in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, so we're looking forward to that, because that's on the 7th.
Yeah. So Sort of Christmas Carol is on the 6th, 7th and 8th.
Right. Well, on the 8th, in the daytime.
Yes.
Is Pan Together's Christmas Fair.
Saturday the 8th.
So we'll be doing that. So I'm going to set it all up on the Friday. Go to your... Oh, I can't get drunk, can I? Go to the theatre and then be up at the Cracker Sparrows up to get the gazebos up. And,
right. And so you're coming on Friday, are you?
I'm coming on Friday.
I thought you said you were coming on Thursday.
Did I?
I thought you did.
Did I? Shall I look at my ticket?
Yeah, you should. Not now, but
no.
let me know.
I thought it was Friday, but it'll be if it's Thursday, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not bothered.
Well, just let me know when you come in. It's all right.
Okay, only I've got to work out something really technical.
Go on.
It's really technical.
Printing your tickets or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea how to do that.
Have you got it by email?
No, it's my Facebook Messenger.
Can you download it onto your phone? You're going to need help, aren't you?
You can tell, can't you?
Yeah.
Although I could go on the main computer and probably download it onto that works computer.
Yeah, print it off here.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, yeah. Gaynor might come to see play.
Otherwise, can I just wave him the phone at them?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because I really want to come.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
You better have. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else wants to come? Key Arts. Just walk in the shop. And you can get your tickets at the shop at Key Arts. Or phone them up. 822-490.
Oh, well done you.
Yee.
You remembered numbers.
Right, can I have a taste of this Christmas?
You can. Do you want me to hold that expensive piece of equipment for you?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
You got it?
I've got it.
Feel free to talk about a Christmas fair.
Okay, Christmas fair on Saturday the 8th. We're going to have ham hock soup and mince pies. It's going to be lush. Is it nice, Kevin? I've got to carry on talking, apparently. And I didn't even give him squirty cream. Because I had squirty cream with mine.
Mm.
They've come out all right, haven't they?
They're perfect.
I know. Tastes better than shop-bought, don't they? Yeah.
That's
fine.
They are absolutely blissful.
Oh,
I love
nice
mince pies.
I didn't know that. Is it one of your weaknesses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I don't celebrate Christmas, but I do have mince pies well in advance. Right.
Well, now you know how to make them.
Yeah.
You can make them for your wife.
Hey, I'll try that. Birthday present.
Yeah, here's your birthday present. Yeah. I don't make mince pies.
I know you don't like them, but I can eat them for you. Right. See you next week then, Gaynor.
See you next week.
Ta-da. Bye. Thank you.
Is it the Thursday then?